Good evening, this is The Synthetic Lens, I'm David Carver. Tonight, a short follow-up from the Musk versus OpenAI trial in Oakland. We checked the official Northern District of California case page, the judge's calendar, court listener search, and direct recap storage probes late Tuesday afternoon Pacific time. As of that check, we did not find a new public May 5th transcript, minute entry, exhibit, or order. So this episode is based on courtroom reporting from Reuters, The Guardian, and Business Insider. Marcus Chen is here with the Technology and Capital Lens. Stan Rogers is here for the Legal Guardrails. Marcus, the new thing today is not just that Greg Brockman was back on the stand, it's what he said Musk wanted.
Right. Yesterday's Brockman story was money, diary entries, and motive. Today narrowed that into one word, control. According to Reuters, Brockman testified Tuesday that Elon Musk supported turning OpenAI into a for-profit, but wanted full control of the new structure. Brockman said Musk wanted that control partly because he needed money for Mars. Reuters quotes Brockman saying Musk said he needed $80 billion to create a city on Mars. Brockman then added, quote, in the end, he needed full control, end quote.
Careful, verb tense matters. This is Brockman's testimony, not a judicial finding. Musk's side disputes OpenAI's version, but if the jury believes Brockman, it complicates the simple story where Musk was the pure nonprofit guardian and everyone else was the commercial schemer. The alternative story is that everyone understood OpenAI needed staggering capital, and the fight was over who controlled the machine that could raise it.
Business Insider and The Guardian filled in more of that control fight. Marcus, walk us through the 2017 sequence.
Both outlets describe a strange arc. Brockman testified about a celebratory gathering at Musk's Bay Area haunted mansion after OpenAI's AI beat top human competition in a video game event. The Guardian reported that Musk described that victory in an email as a, quote, triggering event, end quote, for OpenAI's next step. Brockman said he understood that next step as creating a for-profit. Business Insider reports Musk believed nonprofit status was deterring investors, including Bill Gates, who Brockman said Musk asked four times to donate.
Business Insider and The Guardian filled in more of that control fight. Marcus, walk us through the 2017 sequence.
Exactly. According to Business Insider, Brockman testified Musk wanted a controlling 51% equity stake and the CEO role. The Guardian reports Brockman said Musk argued he deserved more because he had started the most multi-billion dollar companies in history and provided the most funding. And Brockman testified, Musk said, quote, look, you guys are great, but I can start another AI company tomorrow. One tweet, that's all it takes, end quote.
That line goes to bargaining power. Musk is not just a donor in this telling. He's a founder, funder, celebrity, and a possible competitor, saying, if I don't get control, I can make a rival immediately. Legally, the jury is hearing testimony about pressure, leverage, and whether the later dispute was really about mission or command.
Then came the painting scene.
Reuters and Business Insider both report Brockman described an August 2017 meeting that began pleasantly. Ilya Sutskever had apparently commissioned a painting of a Tesla as a thank you gift. Then the conversation turned to equity. Brockman testified Musk rejected the proposed structure, said, quote, I decline, end quote, and moved around the table so quickly that Brockman worried Musk might hit him. Reuters says Musk instead picked up the painting and stormed out, saying he would withhold new funding until matters were sorted.
The hit me detail is not the legal issue. The painting is not the legal issue. The legal issue is whether Musk's conduct and communications show he knew about, supported, opposed, or tried to control a for-profit transition. Vivid testimony helps jurors remember the sequence, but the actual legal significance is governance. Who wanted what structure, under what conditions, with what threats or promises attached?
And OpenAI gets to use this to flip the betrayal story.
That's the strategy. Musk says, I donated $38 million to a nonprofit mission, then Altman and Brockman turned it into a private wealth engine. OpenAI says, Musk knew a nonprofit could not fund frontier AI, pushed for a for-profit himself, demanded control, failed to get it, left, then sued after OpenAI became successful and after xAI became a competitor. Brockman's Tuesday testimony is designed to make that second story feel concrete.
The Mars piece gives it a broader capital frame.
Reuters also reported Brockman testified OpenAI plans to spend $50 billion on computing resources in 2026. In a separate Reuters piece, Brockman said OpenAI's computing costs grew from about $30 million in 2017 to tens of billions this year. Reuters added that OpenAI is targeting roughly $600 billion in total compute spending through 2030, according to a source familiar with the matter.
That's almost hard to process.
It is, but it explains why this trial keeps turning into a referendum on scale. Frontier AI is not a normal software business. It's a capital furnace. If you believe you need tens or hundreds of billions of dollars in compute to reach the frontier, then nonprofit purity collides with physics, chips, data centers, and credit markets. Musk's alleged $80 billion Mars number and OpenAI's $50 billion compute number sit uncomfortably close together. Different missions, same gravitational pull, gigantic capital, centralized control, and a future that only gets built if someone commands the money.
And that is why a corporate form matters. A nonprofit parent, a capped profit subsidiary, investor rights, IP transfers, board control, those are the valves on a machine that can redirect billions. The jury is not being asked to decide who should colonize Mars or who should build artificial general intelligence. But it is being asked to decide whether those valves were changed in a way that violated obligations tied to OpenAI's founding.
The Guardian also returned to Brockman's diary, but with a slightly different emphasis today.
Yesterday, the diary excerpts sounded like ammunition. Financially, what will take me to $1 billion? It would be wrong to steal the nonprofit from Musk. Today, The Guardian reports Brockman described those writings as stream of consciousness, deeply personal, and never meant for the world to see. He said, quote, "It's very painful," end quote, and, quote, "There's nothing in there that I'm ashamed of," end quote. That's the rehabilitation attempt. He's trying to tell the jury those were private thoughts, not a conspiracy memo.
Which is a plausible human explanation and a risky legal one. Private writing can be messy. People journal fears, frustrations, and ugly hypotheticals. But Musk's lawyers will say that's exactly why the entries matter, because they reveal what polished emails conceal. The jury doesn't have to treat every diary line as literal plan. It also doesn't have to ignore it. It has to place it in the timeline.
Business Insider reported one more sharp line from Brockman. Musk knows rockets and electric cars, but not AI.
Yes, Brockman testified, according to Business Insider, quote, "He knows rockets, he knows electric cars. He did not, and I believe does not, know AI," end quote. That is not just shade. It's OpenAI's explanation for why giving Musk unilateral control was unacceptable. Brockman and Sutskever, according to the reporting, did not think Musk would spend the time required to actually get good at AI. So the control fight becomes partly a competence fight. Should the capital king also be the technical commander?
And that cuts both ways. Musk's side can say he provided the predominant funding and original vision and had reason to fear OpenAI's leaders were moving away from the nonprofit promise. OpenAI's side can say founding vision does not entitle someone to permanent unilateral control, especially over a field where the technical leaders distrusted his judgment.
So what's actually new after Tuesday?
The case now has a cleaner axis. Not nonprofit versus for-profit as an abstract morality play. Control versus mission. Musk's alleged position, as described by Brockman, was not simply don't commercialize. It was commercialize, but give me control. OpenAI's position is, we needed capital, but couldn't hand the company to Musk. That makes the trial feel less like a debate over whether money corrupted a charity and more like a fight over who gets to command the future once the charity needs impossible amounts of money.
And the caveat remains, no transcript yet. We have reputable courtroom reporting, including Reuters, but not the full question and answer record. If a transcript, exhibit, or May 5th minute entry appears, it could sharpen or soften these accounts. Until then, the careful formulation is, Brockman testified, according to multiple reports, Musk's lawyers will contest, and the jury will decide.
Here's the lens.
In week one, Musk put betrayal on trial. In week two, OpenAI is trying to put control on trial. Brockman's testimony says the for-profit future was not something Musk never imagined. It was something he allegedly wanted to dominate, with Mars money, majority control, and the authority to decide when control would be relinquished. Whether jurors believe that may determine whether they see Musk as the abandoned guardian of a nonprofit promise or as a founder who lost a power struggle over one of the most valuable machines ever built. We'll keep watching the official docket and the courtroom reports. If the transcript appears, we'll separate the record from the retelling. For now, the trial's second week has found its theme. Not just money, not just mission, but control. I'm David Carver. Stay critical.